Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings. But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. If you're watching this episode, you can tell that I'm not playing the piano right now because we have a fantastic pianist in the house.
And if you're only listening, you can also tell by the sound of the playing that it's not gay.
It's a lot better. There's more delicate fingers on the keys and a more in-depth understanding of theory that I don't have. Everybody, Jacob Jeffries is here on the podcast today. We're so excited to have a guest with us. Jacob is an extraordinary singer-songwriter and a friend of ours. We talk about, what do we talk about? Allie's.
We talk about frogs.
We talk about a lot of frogs.
We talk about
Allie's Halloween costume.
My Halloween costume. We talk about cowtails and go to jacobjeffries.com for stuff.
That's right. Go to jacobjeffries.com to get some gear of his, as well as listen to his music and purchase his album. Also, my special is out today. Check that out. GabeGibbs.com. You can buy tickets for the Veeps virtual premiere, which is happening this evening if you're listening to this on Wednesday, November 12th.
And greater.
We're so glad. And we're hearing a little bit of You Got the Right. Hit it, Grant.
Mama said.
You're starting with something. You're starting with something that shouldn't be on the pod.
Yeah, because it's about gang violence, my guy.
This podcast loves gang violence.
That story, I don't really.
All of
know.
These people.
Really? Okay.
The I'm listeners. Gonna,
so my downstairs neighbor is in her 70s, and she's lived in Frogtown her whole life.
Can
her
I give you
Mary Lou.
Before you give us the truth? Can I give you the Snopes?
Yeah.
I heard that Frogtown is called Frogtown because of its proximity to the river. And when there were heavy rainfalls in the early century, toads would start emerging from the river and kind of take over the area.
That's not all the way wrong. That's not all the way wrong.
Sounds like I beat the buzzer right there.
That's not all the way wrong. Then it wasn't until the 1930s that LA built the damming system on the LA River.
Oh my God.
So
we're in the 30s, bro. Speed it
get this
up.
Get this
the we're in
five
the 30s?
Was built through that neighborhood in the 1950s.
Wow.
Okay,
the year
that's
I was
a 20
born.
Year jump. That's good.
No, I know, but don't you think that the 1950s is way too close to
out?
Now
maybe.
to be when the five was built?
50s, it feels like it should have been older or
feels
younger.
Like it should have been built in 20 BC, bro.
The
five is like the biggest
I'm
road.
Gonna side I'm gonna sidebar for 1 second. The end of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Say,
oh.
I think the 110 is built at the end of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, you're
which
right.
Which was and when?
I believe the 30s or 40s. When did Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
You know what's interesting is...
And who framed... And ultimately, who framed Roger Rabbit is the real question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me back up to...
And we're still off the air, right?
No, I have no... You never know.
Let me back up to...
It depends on what she's about to say about this town.
In the AD.
I'm sort of hoping she avoids.
Okay, I'll just say this much. I'll just say this much. I was just in Bath, town built long before the five was built through Elysian Valley.
Yes.
These roads around Bath have been around for like 300 years or even 1,000. I don't know.
She's right.
Los Angeles is a new city for
in the grand scheme
by
of
all
humanity.
Measures.
Sure.
It's a brand new city. Aside from the indigenous folks that lived there before and largely just, well, it was Mexico. I digress.
Mm-hmm. Dude, we're going backwards
Frogtown
in time. You started in the 1930s, and I said, can we get forwards? And then somehow you went back to California is Mexico.
The Roman baths.
Dude,
and California
get to the...
Gabe was loving the
my
pace
God.
Until he wasn't.
We were going at a 20-year clip
okay,
there,
let me
and we were
going
to get to now, which okay. is you guys used to live in the same town.
Largely. So I read a book.
Do you see how sufficient I'm trying to be in this show?
Down my downstairs neighbor... Mary Lou, she's in her 70s. She's lived in Frogtown for 70 years, gave me a book that her friend wrote which you cannot purchase online because only 300 of them were printed. I tried to buy one, and I DM'd the author of the book, who's in his 80s, and was like, can we get coffee? He ignored me. Doesn't want to talk to me.
Because he knows too much history about Frogtown that you can't know.
I just want to talk to him. I like him already. Do you know what I mean? I read his whole book cover to cover.
I get it.
The book outlines the history of the gangs in LA. Mm. And the gang that formed in Frogtown, they called themselves the Frogtown Boys. And that's how that name became popular.
Frogtown Boys.
But there were frogs. Actually, toads. Actually, toads.
Actually, toads.
But now the neighborhood doesn't flood anymore because the city built the damming system. And so even like 3 years ago when we had all that rain, the river was just sort of like vibing.
Friends, I don't know when we're going to jump in on this episode. I have no idea if this is where we're starting or if you just listened to Allie give a 70-year history of Los Angeles.
By the way,
while she's trying to avoid a bunch of conversations about gangs, but... We're so glad you're here at the show. We've got a guest on the pod today. His name is Jacob Jefferies. His name is Jacob Jefferies. Dude, thanks for being here.
This is awesome, man.
Dude, we're so happy to have you. Woo! We really are. Our boy just got, for those who don't know, this is our pal Jacob, who is singer, songwriter,
mover,
frequent
dancer
attender
or mover?
Of dance parties and adventures. You have a thing.
Well, I've done both. I've danced a lot and I've moved a lot of places. I've lived in like
four or five
different states.
Totally. Yeah. States.
What's your favorite city to have been in so far?
In my life?
Outside of LA.
Outside
You're
of
LA. You're in LA now, but outside of LA. Because we can't fall back into a whole like
that
TED
timeline,
talk about Los Angeles.
That was sequentially, absolutely.
Where was your family in 20 AD?
Yeah, 20 AD.
Woof. Now we're going back. I haven't done the Ancestor. Have you guys done Ancestor?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
I think it's
scared. Are you scared?
Well, no. I'm delighted to find out really anything, including past crimes, which there are many. In your family too,
dude. You're really headed towards crime today. There's a lot of that going on. Okay,
she's
so
feeling naughty.
You haven't done Ancestry, but if you had to guess where your people were in 20 AD, where would they be?
Well, let's put it this way: they were not here.
Okay.
They were probably. This is when did it bottleneck? You know, when did the Jews leave the motherland?
Yep.
For Europe is the question. I don't know the answer.
I don't either.
I feel like in 20 AD, everyone was in Rome, no?
Okay.
Yeah. Because Rome was everyone.
They were definitely trying to make that their case.
Yeah. Pretty famously,
they wanted everyone.
Constantine was really trying to,
he wanted everyone to
make it happen. Okay. Anyway, but we're back. Our boy Jacob Jefferies is here. Friends, we're so glad he's here. He's a pal of ours. We met through mutuals. How do we even meet?
Yeah, you went to college with a couple of friends of mine, and then I was a fan of yours.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Hey, real quick, was anyone a fan of me?
No, moving forward.
The internet is so powerful, and I feel like I found Gabe through the internet.
Yes.
Mm. Or my friends that you went to college with.
Yeah. Wait, who was it?
Omri?
Oh, yeah, Omri. That's right. You know Omri?
You know Omri?
Shout out Omri.
We got to get Omri on this podcast.
We should get Omri on the pod.
He's fun.
You know what? Hey, actually behind that door, Omri, come on in, buddy.
Omri.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, me too.
Wouldn't that be great? We have just a lineup of all our mutual friends that just come in. And
that'd be awesome.
It'd be wonderful.
Snap your fingers. A mutual is available.
Dude, that's, now we're pitching something.
Now we got Mike TV on the line.
Now we got something going. You know what I mean? I love it. Yeah, we met through Omri. We were fans of each other because Jacob does a lot of wonderful songwriting, plays with some cool groups, plays with himself. Well,
I do.
Okay. And I like what he's up to on all fronts. So we connected. We made a couple little internet bits. And then last year we had a crazy gig together where we were on a podcast that was like you and me and Kay Bell and Anna Kendrick in a room for 3 hours, which was wild. I felt insane being there. We haven't talked about this.
We haven't debriefed.
They were kind to us.
They were great.
They were great. They're our biggest superstars.
They're our biggest competition. Yeah. This pod. Right.
This podcast and Armchair Expert are like on the charts neck
Our neck and neck.
Yeah. But it was crazy. You were about to say something about it?
Well, I mean, thanks for the invite. You invited me to this. You said, come... I don't know. You were like, come play piano. Yeah, you could have easily played piano. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think you underestimate your abilities and you overestimate mine. Kristen Bell said, hey, can you accompany me and Anna Kendrick? And at one point, possibly Jack Black was going to be there.
Oh, no way.
And was like, she's like, can you accompany us on all this music? And I was like, no. I was like, flat out, you couldn't. No.
So
I would have
had
to, I would have had to practice like, all day, every day for the 6 days leading up to it.
I practiced for that gig. Maybe not all 6 days, but I definitely shed on that gig.
Charted it out.
Well, they were tough Christmas tunes. They weren't your simple...
This is why I said no.
Yeah, they were weird arrangements of like Dean Martin and Judy Garland and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun. That was an unforgettable podcast experience.
It was crazy.
Much like this one.
Similar.
Do you guys think that... So if you guys were against each other in a battle of piano playing, Jacob would win?
Not even close. Not even close, okay. He would win.
But what about a physical, like a WrestleMania style fight?
I think pre-kid, he would win. I think now I've got some new powers.
Wow.
I think now I've got some new powers because of your baby?
Yeah, dude. My reflexes are... fast.
That's cool.
So you feel like you're faster than Jacob now.
I'm holding 20 pounds in my arms at all times during the day.
20 pounds is not that impressive.
No,
I'm
but
sure
it's 20
pounds.
Pounds.
I can hold 20.
It's 20 pounds that's doing this.
What are the weapons in a piano battle?
Now we're having a WrestleMania style piano battle.
A piano.
Is it specific chords deal specific amounts of damage?
Oh yeah, like if you can pull off.
And
some
I'd love
sort
to
of...
hear a song about the weapons of a piano battle.
Okay, great. Yeah.
In this corner, weighing 265 pounds.
Which one of us is that?
Jesus.
You have Gabe, smooth on the keys, Gibbs.
Yeah. If you want to battle me in a piano battle, baby, you're gonna have to bring some nasty chords. But I'm gonna start with just these two. Just these two. Laying it down with this one right here. We got the C major and that A flat major sharp 5 when you're in this key, baby. That's a piano battle. That's a piano battle. That's a piano battle. That's a piano battle.
And in this corner, weighing a clean 315 pounds of muscle, we have Jacob hit the pedal, Jeffries.
Sustain. Lift it up every time I change the chord so that the sound doesn't carry over. Don't you know how a sustain pedal works, buddy?
I wasn't ready for the sustain. I didn't know he had to use the sustain. I was not ready for this battle. Kill me with the sustain.
I think
that's
I just
what
beat
happens.
Him with the sustain pedal.
That's really what happens.
I need to get my coffee.
And that was
up,
your first.
You
that
win.
Was your here. I got you right
oh,
here.
Thank you, brother.
And that was your first example up. Of how this is the dumbest show in the world.
I love it.
And in fact, our friends who listen to the podcast, they're called Idoits. And here's why. Allie created a group text for all of us to talk about logistics for the podcast.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she labeled that group text. Idiot chat for just idiots.
Because okay. We have another chat with business people in it.
What does that mean? Like investors in this podcast?
No,
emotionally,
like Gabe's,
emotionally Gabe's and with time, yes. My manager.
We're
yes,
allegedly yes, supposed to be yes. paying them, but you know.
Yeah.
With what money?
Eventually.
But she called it idiot chat for just idoits because she misspelled the word idiot.
So now
the people that listen to this podcast call themselves, and we call them
Idoits.
So the Idoits know very well that most of the songs are stupid like that.
Okay.
That's kind of the vibe.
I love it.
We don't have to do anything to blow anyone's mind.
I'm not trying to.
But we're already in the show. We're already vibing. Al, do you have anything that you were like wanting to bring to us this week? Anything that happened to you aside from these cool ass red boots?
Yeah, these are sick boots. The red boots. I keep looking at them. What's going on?
Well, they're a cheap trick because I wear them all the time. Okay. And every time I wear them, people are like, I love your boots. And I'm like, what? These old things?
Right.
It's just my vibe, you know?
They're so cool.
Thank you. What's disappointing about these boots is that I have had them for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I wore them into the ground. I got them resold recently by a cobbler. Not to be confused with a cord wainer. Have we talked about this on the pod?
No. I need what to hear words the difference are you saying? Between those two.
What words are you saying?
A couple weeks ago when I was in London, I met a cord wainer.
Ah.
Do you know what a cord wainer is?
I can't say I do.
A cord wainer makes the shoes from scratch. They get leather hides and they get the other stuff. And they cut it up and they sew it together.
Together.
Just fixes your shoes, and a cobbler messed these ones up for me. So what he did was, so earlier before, when I walked on these boots, it made a click, click, click sound, which made me sound powerful.
Awesome.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
That is good. Cool.
I buy shoes based on whether or not they make a click, click, click sound.
Based on how far down the hallway people can hear you coming?
Absolutely, because for my day job, I need to be sort of commanding.
What do you do? Or do we not read allowed to talk about this on the podcast?
I'm you a talk producer. About it on the podcast, but also you work on Zoom. So I don't know why.
They need to hear her coming from a mile away. And Allie maybe even a state away.
Yeah. She starts every Zoom meeting out of the room. She like enters the Zoom, leaves real quick.
Sorry, guys.
So that she can clomp her way
and
back
Louboutins.
In. Yeah, so people know that she's serious.
No, like when I'm in person, when I'm on set.
Yeah, okay. When I'm on set, okay.
Now, this is a long way of saying this cobbler put Goodyear tires at the bottom of these heels.
No literally way. Says
and
Goodyear.
He said they're going to last a really long time, but now when I walk, there's no click, click,
that
click.
That looks cool, though.
It is cool.
It looks cool if I do this, but you don't get the click, click, click effect.
I would be careful of doing that on camera, but yes, feel free to go ahead and
why
and,
doing that on
and
camera?
Do that.
Lifting
your whole
thing.
Lifting your whole bits and bobs.
But also, maybe what can happen now that this is here is you can add something that looks like this or sounds like this. Like a veneer of click.
Well, I thought about adding taps.
Taps.
Yeah.
Taps. I think you just invented.
Now we're talking.
Taps.
Yeah. I thought about arrived. Adding taps. Well, just, you know.
Thought about adding taps.
To command the room.
Of course.
Because I was feeling really, I mean, these were my go-to, like, command the room shoes. And I got to get new ones.
Are you off? Is the whole family theater origin?
Grant?
Except for Grant?
No. I'll say no.
You'll say no? Why? Because you.
I never did. I've never been in a musical.
There's one question I'm going to ask you, and it's a yes or no question.
Yeah, yeah.
And this will determine whether or not you've ever been into musical theater.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about adding taps?
No.
Okay. Yeah. He's never been in
no,
musical
No, because the rest of us have all
we've
walked about, through our day and
we
thought...
We frequently consider
we've
adding
thought
what?
About adding taps.
But I
you know
will
what
say,
would have made this better? If I could clip-clop around mm-hmm. and be slippery on any floor surface other than carpet or whatever it is on
we
stages.
We
want to
be sliding around.
Did anyone ever have light-up shoes? Because I was going to say, that's the ultimate evolution of commanding a room is if you put like lights
think,
on those red boots.
You think if these were like... If these were like...
Like taps and lights on them.
Yeah. Little like the squishy kid squeaky light-up shoes.
And little like... Confetti comes out of the side of the boots.
What if I added the SpongeBob squeaky shoe sound effect so that when I walked into the room, it was like...
You're like I have those on mine.
Sharks.
Sharks. Yeah.
These boots, they tap, they light up, they spray confetti everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, stupid.
So this is typically the part of the podcast where we talk about what we did during the week, and then we usually write...
There's order to this?
Yeah, there is.
Okay,
if you can believe.
Here we go.
I know.
Well, we're going to talk about something.
The first 5-10 minutes are usually just chaos.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
what you
and
did...
And now we rein it in.
And now we... No.
But I want to talk about what you did this week.
Okay.
Or... Sorry. When did you put out your album?
That came out
September?
Yeah, you got to put a little heat on it because of the gate.
Okay.
That came out in September.
So you didn't put that out this week.
This week I just got back to town.
I was kind of wanting to segue into like you being able to talk about your album. Maybe you could pretend like you put it out this week.
Okay. Sure. I can.
Yeah. Hey, the album came out right now as this podcast is airing. Jacob's album.
He timed the launch to the launch of this episode. Which it was like a real big collab that we've had in the works for 6 months.
This is big. This is huge.
It's huge. It's actually why on the album cover there's a frog is because Allie lives in Frogtown. They talked about frogs, yep. And that's how that was birthed.
Is that who is that frog to you?
The frog is Frogtown. I mean it.
A lover of sorts.
Well, the funny thing is I wrote the whole record when I lived in Frogtown, which is a neighborhood in Los Angeles for those who don't know.
Yeah.
And if we kept it in, you're aware of the history.
Yeah.
But there's a good chance we didn't keep that intro in. No, I don't know how this works. I lived in Frogtown, and you've been to my old house in Frogtown.
Yep.
I wrote the whole record, my new record, I wrote it all there in the house. And I almost called this record Frogtown, or like I was going to call it Sundown in Frogtown or Sundown Frogtown or something like that.
Sure.
I wrote them all in the middle of the night. It was like a very cool place to kind of call my own and make these songs. The more I thought about it, the more I was like, I don't want to call the record the town I lived in.
Sure.
It's a little too inside for LA.
Sure.
And then like, I don't know. It just felt a little strange. But
And people wouldn't know where to find you.
Yeah, then all the stalkers would just, it's too easy for
it's
them.
It's too easy.
Yeah.
There's only three houses in Frogtown, and you're in one of them.
And they know which one it is
now.
No, I think there's like a, I just needed to point to the Frogtown vibe. I love that little area of LA.
Yeah.
And so making the frog the focus of the cover was really kind of my vision. And then it happened.
Who did you work with on that
cover? My friend who's a film director who I was like, can you do a photo shoot for me? He normally just does, really nice high budget commercials and real stuff. And then I was like, can you do this silly thing for me?
Yeah.
And he was so down. And I called all these frog wranglers in LA.
No way.
There's frog wranglers.
No way. What are you talking about?
Like
no
people
way.
That go to like schools with frogs and give like assemblies with terrariums and such that are like, that are like talk about frogs. I called zookeepers.
I actually feel like I might've met some of these people.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Well, I went to Aquashella.
Excuse me?
We already talked about it on the podcast, but I went to a festival called Aquashella a couple weeks ago in Pomona, California.
Aquashella is basically the Comic-Con of like terrarium and aquarium.
There was a frog that was like,
big.
Huge.
Oh, yeah. Sick.
Really great of you to hold out just to do a silent thing in a mostly audio medium.
For the listener, smaller than a bread box, bigger than a hamburger.
Okay, great. Nice. Great. So you called frog wranglers.
Well, I called, and all these pet stores, and they were probably, people that have been to the Aquashella before,
they
for
must.
Sure. And everybody's like, we can bring this to your... I wanted a real frog in the shoot. I was like, we're going to super... let's take a really realistic picture of a frog, superimpose it on the album cover or whatever. And my buddy Raul was like, who did the photo shoot, he was like, look, that's going to be very difficult to get the right light, to match everything, and to get the right pose you want. And then he just went to work on some digi.
No way.
Some digi design.
He just made it.
He kind of just CGI'd the hell out of that.
Whoa.
Like, I think using some AI and then sculpting in Photoshop.
Wow, hell yeah. It's cool.
That's the big secret. I'm a poser.
Yeah.
Because it's not a real frog.
It's not a real frog. Wow.
I wanted it so bad. I wanted a real frog.
I can see the headlines now.
Really?
Jacob Jeffrey's new album, Fake Frog.
Fake frog, real tunes.
Oh,
fake
nice. Frog, real
tunes. I will say I listened to the whole album.
Okay.
Loved
Me too.
It.
Aww.
Yeah, I really did.
So thanks. Fun. And it does have a Frogtown vibe.
Recorded in your home state.
Recorded in Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan.
Well, that's a city.
That's a city.
But recorded over on the west side.
I was hoping it was Detroit.
Over on the west side of Michigan, right?
Really?
Yeah. Northwest Mich.
What's the town?
The closest town it's about 45 to an hour south of Traverse.
Oh, sick.
It's between Traverse and Grand Rapids.
Did you go to the Cherry Festival?
I did.
You did?
In September of last year.
No way. And was your mind blown?
It was really cute. It was really cute. What I really like more than everything and than all the cherries.
Yeah.
What I liked so much more is Hang on. I'm forgetting the name of it. Give me one second.
Sleeping Bear Dunes. Grand Traverse Frankfurt? Pie Company.
Frankenmuth.
Is it a fruit? Is it a person? Farm. Is it an animal? Is it a place?
It's a place. God damn it, it's a place. Oh my God, I can't remember the name of this place. It's somewhere in Traverse City. What a disgrace. I can't remember this place. It's a restaurant in a field with the most delicious wine. And all the food comes straight from the vine. It's a farm-to-table restaurant in Traverse City. I can't remember the name of it.
You know what? I'm going to be so honest with you.
Farm Club.
Farm Farm Club.
That might not be it.
Farm Club.
I don't know if that's it.
It won't matter because during the time in our lives that we would be in Traverse City, we would not be going to a farm-to-table restaurant.
Yeah, we were kids.
We would be on monkey bars.
For when you get back there, what the hell is it called? Farm Club?
Farm Club. I can look.
Please, real quick. I can look. Dangerously upset about this.
Al, hit us with
Jeopardy music.
What you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my last week?
Yeah.
I had a really exciting last week, actually. Okay. I went to Detroit.
It's called Farm Club, Restaurant, Farm Market, and Brewery. It's the
best. And you liked that better than the cherries.
I like that better than...
I don't know why I'm taking personal offense to that.
The cherries are beautiful. The cherries are sweet.
Do you not eat cherries?
I love cherries, especially if they're from the Cherry Festival in Traverse City, Michigan.
That's what I was thinking.
There you go.
I went to Denver, Colorado. I went to Detroit, Michigan. And this last week, I took 4 flights. Now, prior to that, it was Halloween. And I took these flights right after Halloween. My friends and I planned to be the Blue Man Group for Halloween this year.
Cool.
Which is obviously cool.
Very cool.
And I bought all the supplies for
That's a good group costume because people don't have to like... You don't have to coordinate who's going to be Dorothy and who's going to be Toto and who's going to be the Tin Man.
Yeah, but it You're is like who's going to be the blue man who's going to be the hot one because there are hot there were ones that are hotter than others. They've been going viral
in the
on
Blue
TikTok.
Man group.
Yeah, they've been going viral on TikTok. Them before they're blue and then them after they're blue, and some of them are hot.
Oh, before they're blue though, right?
Yeah. So I'm, but like I have to embody like, am I a hot blue man or not?
I get it. You got to have a good backstory for your blue.
Totally. So blue. I buy a blue swim cap. Blue gloves, blue foundation. I'm blued the fuck up.
I'm blue.
Remember when people thought, did they think he was saying, I'm blue? Did this happen in your elementary school?
If I was green, I would die. I might have heard that one.
What did you hear?
I'm blue. If I was green, I would die. Is that what you said?
That's what that might have been what we heard. School.
There might have been one other one.
But I think it's just dabba-dee-dabba-die, right?
It probably is. Dabba-dee-dabba-die.
I like that he was the only man that'll ever get away with beginning a song by going, so listen up, here's a story about a living. Because like, so if you tried to start a song by going, so listen up, here's a story, so we'd be like, blue, we'd be like, we're
out. Eiffel 65 is from another country.
Oh.
Right?
I don't know what words you're saying. yes, and...
The guy who, the creator of the song I'm Blue.
Oh.
Eiffel 65.
Oh.
Is that his handle or it's pre-handle? But is that his artist name or is it a group?
I don't know.
And you're just remarking that he's not American.
And then I think he gets a little bit of, there's a little slight leniency that he is owed or that he grabs.
Oh, if he says, so listen up, here's the story.
Starting a song with, so listen up, here's the
story.
Right.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of wiggle room.
He's allowed to be a little funkier.
Funky, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, okay. He's really painting.
So I'm planning on being I'm planning on being Blue Man with my friends.
Sweet.
They all decide that on Saturday night they're going to be Blue Men. Now,
woo-hoo!
By Saturday night, I'm in Denver with Grandpa. But Blue Man was the only costume I had. So on Friday night, I was Blue alone by myself.
Blue Man alone is brutal.
Bald, black turtleneck, blue in the face.
You
by my lonesome.
I've got an awesome pivot for you.
Yeah?
You could have...
It's too late, by the way.
I know, it's too late. Way too late. But Violet, you're turning Violet. Violet?
No, okay.
Whoa.
So, yes.
Whoa. Okay,
yes,
very
because
good.
Gabe said I looked like that.
I said she's Violet Beauregard
ass. And yes. Now, in the last few days, I've gotten the haircut that would make sense for that. But before, I did not have the haircut. So it wouldn't have gone... It wouldn't... And I didn't have a... It was like... Anyway.
But your heart was in the right place. You know what I mean?
You're right. My heart was in the right place.
You had the right idea. Woo-hoo! I had the right idea.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
That was really pretty. We wrote that just now, didn't we?
Yeah, that's crazy.
An improv song.
It's one of our improv songs that we do all the time.
We improv songs all the time.
You guys do just the right amount of homework.
Okay, great. That's perfect.
That was perfect.
We don't always do the right amount of homework. Sometimes we do. We don't really do a good job, and sometimes
that was beautiful.
Sometimes
we have the wrong idea.
That's good.
We have the wrong idea.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Have you ever heard your song in minor?
Have you ever heard your? Have you ever heard me botch the chords
that
to
was,
your song?
No, that was sick.
Okay.
That was
okay.
A better chord progression
I was like,
than the one
this
I.
This is close. This is close.
That was great.
Because Allie knows, Allie was over yesterday, and I was like,
great.
He's a really good piano player, no. And I'm about to musical theater.
For
half,
those of you,
like,
for
Google
those
chord
of you,
badguitartabs.net.
For those of you who are living under a rock and haven't heard the titular song on Jacob's new album,
yeah,
that was that. We didn't write that song.
No, we didn't.
And well, to hear more, go to JacobJeffries.com.
Please do.
Yeah, where do you want people listening to? What's the current conversation to jokes out of the room? What's the current conversation for? I know Spotify is in a lot of
bad
heat.
Shape,
like even like regardless, not regardless, but regardless of the political issues that they're having right now, from an artist perspective, what's the conversation on? Where's the best for people to support musicians by listening or purchasing, or what's the best for you?
Well, ultimately, I mean, to go analog and consume any artist's music by purchasing their vinyl, I think that's the best case scenario because it goes directly to the artist. All okay. of the money does.
Okay.
If you don't have a record player at home, a website like Bandcamp would be super helpful because you
okay.
can pay for the digital download and then you have it. All of these things are really nice and helpful to the artist.
Yep.
But the truth is Spotify has done something incredibly fruitful for them and efficient for the consumer by making themselves the number one dog in terms of like digital media consumption. And like,
yeah.
it's basically Amazon. You know what I mean? It's
I
could go get in my car and go to another evil like Target or Walmart to get this thing I need right now to hang my picture on the wall, but
yeah.
I'll just order it. It'll be here in 2 hours and I could do other things in the meantime.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Spotify's the same way. It's like, oh, I'm just going to have all my music on this one app. Everybody knows this. I don't know why I'm explaining
no,
this.
No, but it's helpful. It's helpful to hear because the conversation changes sometimes because it used to be like do Apple instead. And then it was like do Tidal for a second. And then it was like,
what's Tidal?
I mean,
exactly.
I think that those are better in terms of like marginal payouts, you know, to the artist. And it also like is just slightly better quality musically. Like the compression rate is different or something.
Oh my God.
I know.
Compression
Oh my
rate?
God. Grant, do you want to talk to him about compression rates?
Well, did you see Spotify now has lossless audio, which means nothing to 99.999% of consumers? But
okay, well, Jacob
cool
and Grant
marketing,
can have a conversation
cool
about
marketing
lossless.
Ploy.
Can you guys...
But
go?
Can we do a haiku about
Allie's
evil corporations or something?
Or me as the blue man by myself?
Allie's yeah. the blue man. One okay. of the things we do, Allie tells me about her week, and then...
Wait, there's one more thing before we transition.
I'd okay. rather, yeah.
All right.
When I was in Denver, I got you a birthday treat.
Oh, when's your birthday?
It was October.
But okay. I forgot to get him a birthday treat when it was time.
Yeah. October,
and he
do
gave
we know?
Me kind of
20,
kind of
well, thing. I'm still guessing every year, but 21st.
Okay.
Are you are you vegan?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Well, this is what's
Are you vegan? Yeah. You were so seen for a second. You were so seen, so cared for. You're like, wow, they learned my song.
Can I tell you what's going on in my inner world? Can I tell you what's going on in my inner world?
I'm slowly understanding. It's...
No, you're not.
Okay.
So this is what happened. This morning I texted Jacob. This morning I texted Jacob and was like, where do you want your coffee from?
Jaywick. Sorry, keep going. I'm over here. Keep going.
And he said he goes to Just What I Needed all the time, which I know is a vegan restaurant.
Oh.
And it like file save as in the back of my brain was like, oh, maybe he's vegan.
Yeah.
Now, I brought a birthday treat that is not vegan, but I brought enough for you. And just now, while you guys were talking about compression or whatever boring shit you were talking about, I checked to see if this treat is vegan and it's not. So that's why I was disappointed that you were vegan, because now what do I do?
So now are we going to eat something in front of our vegan friend that he can't eat?
I'm going to be honest with you.
What an unbelievably bad podcast.
Nothing would make me happier than watching you guys enjoy
this. Let's let it rip.
Okay,
you have to enjoy this. Whatever this gift is, you have
take your
have
time
to enjoy
yeah,
this.
Sorry, we've got time for another take on have to enjoy this. Go ahead.
You have to enjoy this.
Oh my God, thank God.
Okay, so I got something from our childhood that Gabe and I used to love
when we were kids.
Okay.
Well, you might not need to, but...
Watch your coffee.
It's actually for the best that you're in front of the piano, given that you won the piano battle.
Yeah.
He did win the piano battle. Wow, I've been ousted from my chair.
Thank
Whoa, this feels crazy to sit dead center. Cowtails!
Cowtails!
Wait, do you know about cowtails?
Grant, you ready?
Let me tell you about cowtails. Cowtails, they'll treat you right. I sit with cowtails every day and every night. They got a soft chocolate outside and a milky inside. I said a cowtails every day and every night.
Cowtails will treat you right. Ooh,
take
cowtails every day and every night.
That's right, cowtails.
Now, it's I want to be clear to you.
Things.
My vegan friend.
Yeah.
They're not made of cows.
Oh, no. I would imagine they're just use the milk from the cow.
They just use the milk from the cow, ultimately, on the creamy middle bit.
Wow. Cowtails.
Did you have these as a kid?
I've never in my entire life seen these.
On the west side of Michigan, where we grew up.
No.
We used to go to a drugstore and buy these. Gabe and I used to buy these all the time.
So where'd you find these? In Denver?
I found these at a... Okay. My grandpa was like, we have to go to this ranch store in Denver, a ranch like feed store. And he said, no trip to Denver is complete without going to this store. By the way, I've never heard of this store in my life, and I've been to Denver about 50 times.
Okay.
But we go there.
This is new.
And I see a big bucket of cowtails. And I was like, that is what I should get my brother and my friend Jacob, who is vegan, a treat. So I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, I think this is awesome, and especially because it's a childhood, it's a nostalgic thing for
us. It's
both
a very nostalgic thing for us. Grant, were you old enough to have, when we were...
How old are you?
Yeah.
Is this nostalgic for you?
I'm 26, and this is my childhood in South Haven, Michigan.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you single?
No.
Okay.
My man.
Do you mean, no?
We'll talk about this
after. Yeah, look, the guy's a good-looking 26, you know what I mean?
I agree.
And there's a camera on him.
A solid 26. He's got some tattoos.
Wow.
A little edge. Mm.
Do you guys watch Love is Blind?
I do.
Okay.
I do the husband watching, where my wife is watching it quite a lot, and I'm popping in and being like,
right.
How does Love is Blind?
And then, like, episode 6, I'm like,
you're in.
But 2 episodes ago, she said blah, 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 and this and this. And now she thinks he's actually going to take her seriously?
Right, right.
That's how it goes.
You're invested.
I'm invested, but it takes me like 10 episodes.
Peripherally, and then you're in.
I feel like Grant would be not disappointing in Love is Blind.
That wasn't my exact segue. The funny thing is, I like the show Love is Blind. It's the only reality show I actually give a care about, but it's not necessarily, I don't think it's good. I think it's captivating, you know?
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I'm halfway through, maybe a quarter of the way through this newest season, and there's a fully tattooed gentleman. Have you seen this? Have you seen this new season at all?
Gentleman.
No, not on the new season.
Guy. And he's fully tattooed. And she says to him, you got any tattoos through the thing? Which it's a physical.
Yeah, that is kind
like
of
check
dancing
mark.
Around like what
do
you
look
like?
Yeah. And she asks, and he's fully sleeved on like 2 legs and arms and everything. He's all over. And he just goes, he's like, I got a couple. And he winks at the camera in his little pod.
No.
You just straight up lied.
If you'd like to know what it's like to date a man.
It's that. That's
it's
a
that
good,
moment right there.
Gotcha.
That's the whole deal.
Okay, the adoits are dying for one of our segments.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
He's keeping us on track.
Do the haiku about me being a blue man. Okay.
You didn't like my cowtail. You didn't like my Love is Blind?
No, I did, but but we have a show to run here.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. That's his job. That's his
interesting.
Role.
That's interesting.
We're chaos over here on the couch.
Yep.
Okay, so I'll wrap it up real quick. Allie's thing. Violet Beauregard would have been a better play.
oopsie, next time May.
Next time May. That
maybe
rhymes.
Like around
next
May.
Next time May.
Next
like
time
maybe
May.
Next May you can do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
Violet Beauregard would have been a better play. Oopsie,
I'll write
next
something
time
about Jacob's album.
Okay, sick.
Oh, yeah.
Really good songs for your ears and the ears of the people in Frogtown.
Wow, really good just songs for your ears and the people.
Just Frogtown?
For your ears and the people of Frogtown.
Does the album have any kind of...
No, it's got no play outside of Frogtown.
Play outside.
No.
I said your, so anyone within
no.
You'll earshot
be, you'll
of
be
me.
At the La Colombe on the river
okay.
Performing every night for your residency.
Not the worst place.
No, that's my favorite coffee shop in LA.
Really?
That one, just because of the vibe.
It's a vibe.
Frogtown, the barista says hi.
Jacoby.
Yeah.
Shout out Jacoby.
Wow.
Okay, I think we should move into the next phase of our show. We actually probably should switch back.
Spots.
He's
also, mostly
really pretty.
I know he plays better than me, but stop. I can't stand touching you.
Touching me?
Yeah.
I'm the. You're is the, that why you moved too? Because you didn't want to touch me?
It's the problem, man. I just can't stand touching you.
I just can't stand touching you. Okay,
I just
so
can't stand touching
on this
you.
Show, every that's, week people send in voice memos. People send in voice memos of problems they're having in their life, and they ask us to solve it through the power of beautiful music.
Oh, cool.
So we get listeners to send in some things. So this week, we will help our friend, whose name is Lizzie, with a problem that she's having.
Hey, guys. This is Lizzie. I recently had to add something to my Target order so I could get free shipping, and I got a pair of socks. And the socks say, I'm fine.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, is it okay to lie on my socks? Because I won't always be fine when I'm wearing them.
Lie on your socks.
This is less of like a, this is a problem. I think this is a fair problem to bring.
Lizzie needs permission. Yeah.
I have a funny story that has a lot to do with this.
Hit it.
I was once gifted for Christmas left, right. Socks.
Yeah, okay.
They say left. One says left.
One says left.
And
one says
right.
Right. Yep.
Right.
I get a rush some mornings when I put them on the wrong feet.
Really?
I swear to God, I get a thrill.
You're like, no one can hold me down.
Yeah, I get this like this sense of, it's like a criminal rush.
So lying on your socks.
It is kind of awesome.
It's a form of like rebellion.
Yes. It's a confidence.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sticking it to the man, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's saying, I don't conform to what's left and what's right and what's fine and what's not fine. I don't have to tell the truth on my feet, but I'm going to walk taking one step, one foot in front of the other every day.
Lizzie, you don't have to worry about lying on your socks. That's actually kind of badass. Go ahead and lie on your socks and don't stop there. Go ahead and lie on your other clothes as well.
If you want to put on a shirt that says, I am feeling great, even when you don't, hey, that's fine.
And Lizzie, don't worry about lying. It's actually kind of badass to lie. If you want to lie,
log into your bank and change a couple numbers. Go into the backside of the bank and make sure that you add a couple commas and a couple zeros to what you got going on in there.
Piggybacking on what Gabe is saying, we're lying every day on the internet. We're saying, yeah. Hey, I like your music. Hey, I like your outfit. Hey, I like your style, girl.
Hey, I definitely voted. Even though I didn't actually vote, I just posted about it and I found this sticker in the mail because I was gonna do my mail-in ballot, but I didn't actually do that. We're all lying.
Lizzie, it's okay to lie.
Lizzie, it's okay to lie. Lizzie, it's okay to lie.
Lie and lie and lie. Lizzie, it's okay to lie. Lizzie, it's okay to lie.
Lizzie, it's okay to lie.
I think so.
Lizzie's going to be the president.
That's actually pretty much how he got there, I think.
Lizzie, you're going to be the president of the United States, and it starts with your socks.
I think, in fact, actually, the leadership of this country listened to this song before it was out.
Yep.
And that's how we got where we are.
Yep.
So actually, maybe... Lizzie, don't do too much lying. Lizzie, don't do too much lying, or you'll end up in a position of political power that you didn't want to be in, but now you gotta double down.
Lizzie, maybe tell the truth. It's okay to tell the truth so you can stay in one place.
Yeah.
No, I think you should lie.
Yeah, these are the socks. These are the socks in the back of the drawer that you were like thinking about wearing, and then you're like, these are the only ones I got left. I'm going to wear them. And then at that point, I think it doesn't matter how you feel inside. You just wear these socks.
Ultimately, my sock drawer is filled with socks that I don't want to wear.
Uh-huh.
And there are like 6 pairs of socks that are acceptable in my mind.
Yes.
But I keep all the other socks.
Hey, is that why boots?
Because...
No socks?
Because socks don't like?
You think I don't have socks on?
I was
going to
say, you got to be wearing socks in those guys.
I'm saying, is that why boots? Because you have socks on you don't like?
Would you put... No...
Because then you don't have to worry about socks. Those socks under there could be crazy.
Oh.
Something about me.
I see what you're saying.
You know what? I didn't really paint a clear... It wasn't good communication.
The thought of just sweaty hogs in those things, I don't
just
know.
Absolute.
I'll tell you what, my feet...
Loose toes in the boots.
My anybody, not are, just yours.
No, you're welcome. Hey, you're welcome to think about my sweaty hogs, but I will say...
I went on a podcast and I told the host she had sweaty hogs, and then I felt really bad.
I don't know.
So funny.
There's socks on under these boots, but despite the fact that I appear chaotic in this moment, I can't wear the ugly socks under boots either because I know about them.
Sure, you're knowing.
So maybe it's not okay to lie.
Whoa.
Maybe
she'll know.
Maybe she'll find out that you've got sleeves tattooed all over your...
Winking at the camera is diabolical.
That was crazy.
That's diabolical.
I'm telling you, men in America are winking at the proverbial camera every day. Every fucking day, these men. They're looking down the fourth wall, straight down the barrel of a camera, and they're winking. They're lying, and they're winking. And pretending like they don't have tattoos when they do.
Just a couple.
These men are saying they have jobs and they don't. These men are saying they have money and they don't. These men are saying that they drove here and they have no car. They're lying. These men are saying they'll go to your house. These men are saying that they love their mom. These men are saying that they plan on being successful. They're lying. They're not coming over, and they don't love their mom, and they have tattoos all down their legs. And every time they tell you something, they wink at the camera, even if there isn't a camera there.
No, seriously, I'm really close to finding funding for my short film. Absolutely. It's going to make it to TIFF for sure. And then I think we can get married once I become famous. Then we can get married.
These men are saying they're directors and they're not. They're saying that they're musicians and they aren't. They don't even play the piano or the guitar. They're just sitting around their apartments. These men are saying they're making money on their craft, but their parents are paying for their apartments, to be honest. And they're winking at the camera.
Wow. I'm glad we got that out for you. Did that feel good?
That was awesome. They're winking at the camera.
They're winking at the camera is... That might go down as one of the greatest hits.
They're winking at the camera.
They are winking at the camera. I'm with you.
They are winking at the camera. They are.
Okay, now comes the portion of the show. Every week, Allie ranks which brother is best and which brother is not best.
Okay. Just between you guys?
Yeah, but anytime we have a guest, you are included in the rankings. So I hope you behaved well because Allie's making a list and she's checking it twice. And also, just to let you know, it's a different... song every time, so feel free to hop in because she sings it, but we play it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So this week, and just before we start, just in case this is your
chance. Shut up.
This is sort of your chance to like
just play.
Get some compliments in right before she ranks us.
Sell her.
Yeah. So I
Gabe
just
says all
I'm
this nice
so
stuff right
proud
before,
of you and
it's
just
like
the way you carry yourself through the world.
He's never actually said any of this to me in earnest.
And I'm just like,
and I can't tell if he's being serious.
Congratulations on the promotion you just got at work, and like the way you're handling a lot of like,
and sometimes it's really
entering this new chapter of 30s is just like really powerful to see you navigate it with such grace. And unrelated to that, it's time to rank the
brothers.
It's
like stuff that could be true about me, but I can't tell if he feels that way.
What does he got? You got anything?
He does the reverb.
I never compliment Ali prior to the rankings, and I still win
always,
sometimes.
He almost always wins. I'm gonna rank my brothers like I always do. I'm gonna rank my brothers 1 and 2 and 3, I guess, because there's 3 here. My 3 brothers, it's time to rank them. I'm gonna rank them like I always do.
Okay, they're ranking the brothers.
Hey.
Okay, the song's
number done? One. Okay, I'm gonna start with number 3.
Yeah,
okay,
go that great. Way for sure. The way they do the Olympics.
Number 3, brother, this week is... Oh, fuck, this is hard.
It's tough as heck.
I think it's Gabe. Oh.
That sucks.
No guest in the history of this podcast has ever done that.
Played a little fanfare for me losing.
Oh, yeah. I got a better fanfare. Yeah. Go to number 2, please.
Okay, number 2.
Well, now I have to say number 1 because you're going to know what number 1 is. Okay.
What?
Well, if I say number 2, then you'll know who number 1 is, so I might as well just announce number 1. That's how they do it on...
Sometimes
they do it.
That's
how they do it for pageants.
Is this how they did it on Global Guts?
I don't know what that is, but they do that on beauty pageants.
Okay. They announce... They skip number 2?
They number 2's like name. They say like the second runner-up, and then they're like, and this year...
I think that's
Miss,
how they did it on Global
Miss
Guts.
America!
Wow. Okay, well then, this week's number 1 brother...
This week's number 1 brother is Jacob Jeffries.
Wow.
Largely because I'm so proud of him. His album comes out today.
Aww. Yeah, today. Right. The album launches today. Whenever this podcast came out, you're going to see that there's a bunch of listens. There's a bunch of streams. There's a bunch of purchases cool. of the vinyl already. That's not real. You have to go ahead and purchase it and listen to it because those are imaginary numbers. Because the album just came out the second you're listening to this
and
podcast.
And you're the one that's listening to the album.
Here's mm-hmm. the truth. If you do go to jacobjeffries.com,
yeah.
you can buy the vinyl.
I did that.
Oh, thank you, man.
I did that.
Thank you.
I don't even have a record player right now because it's
good,
broken,
good.
But I did do that.
You can also buy shirts and hats. I have so many leftover things from the tour that I just got back from.
What color is the shirt?
I didn't sell enough. The shirts are black or ivory.
Mm. Ivory.
Mm.
Ebony and ivory. Anyway.
I think you should definitely go to jacobjeffries.com. Help. Help.
Help.
Help.
Help.
Help.
Hey, listen, here's the
you
thing.
You know what? We often finish this podcast by being like, help. Help, help, help. Us. I think it's got to be a deterrent
it'll
for
be
listeners.
Fun. It'll be fun.
We're
it'll
constantly
be fun.
Asking for help.
Does Grant have anything in Grant's journal that he'd like to go ahead and lay out before
Sterling.
We
can't
yeah,
end
let's
this
do.
Soon. We got to keep going. This is
let's
too
do.
Fun.
Sterling Silver.
Yeah, we'll do Grant's little journal.
Yeah, Grant's little.
Grant's been journaling for the very first time, and he reads out what he's written in his journal.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to get in touch.
Okay.
If
that doesn't
he's trying to get
purpose.
In touch
today
with his
was,
emotions.
It's so. About a story I have to get off my chest that happened to me yesterday.
Oh, no. Okay.
I ran out of instant coffee. I'm an instant coffee guy recently.
Oh.
Because...
You mean like what? The packets?
No, like the big Nespresso glass thing, because like I want it. Because
no.
I want it now.
Sorry. That's,
wait,
sorry,
Nespresso,
sorry.
I wouldn't call instant coffee.
No.
Pods?
Sorry, not Nespresso.
Nestle
instant
bro!
Coffee.
Oh boy,
I'm an instant coffee guy because okay. number 1 is good, and number 2, I want my coffee right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Wait, you can't wait for the Nespresso machine. You have
well,
to.
Well, it's
have-
also the cheapest way to consume coffee, like by a large margin.
Okay, so you're
this
anyway. Trying to get
this is an okay. This is a pass. I think you're gonna go through this phase in your life, and you'll get
yeah.
you'll get a little more of a the highbrow taste might. You'll get that later.
Hey, man,
later.
Have you had instant coffee recently?
Well, Grant,
no, maybe they've gotten
good.
Better at it.
Grant famously likes shitty
I
coffee.
I do like bad
and one
coffee.
Time, I brought him a cold brew from Stereoscope, and he took a sip, and he said, bro, it's aromatic.
Oh,
bro,
nice.
Fruity.
That's a good thing.
As
for
a,
real.
As a negative.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Went Wait, to Target.
You,
yeah,
real quick,
ahead.
Real quick. Were you a Gatorade in the powder form family?
Oh
no!
Okay, good.
Anything.
Only for good. A tiny bit
oh, God.
Once when I back when I played football for a split second.
Yeah.
A very split second. Yeah. Yeah. Take one look at me.
I heard you. I mean, you told me that once. So you played football. Oh, yeah. I was impressed.
You guys have been friends for all of a couple months, and you've already told him you played football.
Okay. First of all, years. Second of all.
Definitely years.
Second of all, football is sort of how I lead. That's kind of how I lead in social settings.
That's what
is
you
that
introduced yourself
firm handshake.
With.
Yeah. Played
hey,
football.
I'm Gabe. I played football. Now I play piano poorly.
No, you say
that should be your Instagram
bio. More specifically, you say I played football for a split second.
Yeah,
I played football for a split second. Now,
did you play in middle school too, or just?
I played all through middle school,
okay,
and then first year of high school.
Yeah,
but then got hurt.
We know the story,
obviously.
anyway,
all right. So instant coffee.
Producer keeping us on track. We know the story.
I ran out of instant coffee and had to go to the Target that's so close to my house. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a few items. I got Native deodorant that was $14 and it shouldn't be $14.
What's going on with deodorant?
Dude, it's
bro,
so expensive.
What the heck
I don't
is
know
going
why.
On with deodorant?
I don't know why.
It's because they're like, everybody needs it.
Yeah,
might as well fuck
do we?
They got it.
I mean,
we do.
I do.
Baking, what does my brother use?
You could just use like a lemon. I've seen people do
my
that
my brother
for real.
Does
lemon?
Baking soda and water or something. He does
you
something.
Just
got
to
really?
Kill the bacteria.
Grant,
that's really
we
it.
Could share deodorant because we both have only one armpit that stinks.
That's true.
Let me finish my
you
story.
Have, okay, sorry. Keep going, Grant.
Yes, only my left one stinks. Anyway.
only my right one.
That's cute.
Went to Target.
Only the left one stinks. Only the left one stinks. Only the left one stinks. Okay.
For me, it's the right
okay, 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 okay.
Went to Target. Go to the self-checkout. I have instant coffee. I have native deodorant. Yeah. I have a hat that I wanted to buy.
Oh.
I put the things down. You know, I scan them. I put them on the thing.
Yeah.
I grab my hat. I grab my deodorant. I grab my coffee. Oh! Knock it off.
No.
It's in a glass thing. It shatters everywhere.
The glass?
In Target.
In Target. Right after I checked out. After I purchased it.
Pause. I'm so sorry. Pause. What kind of hat are you buying from a Target, brother?
it had a Snoopy on it, and I love Snoopy.
Okay.
As everyone on this
super cute
on this podcast knows. Anyway. It breaks and I go, fucking shit. Like under my breath sort of a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I'm like picking it up as if I'm going to do something about this. I'm like picking up the pieces of glass. I go to throw it out. And some dude, whatever, some guy who works there comes over and goes, oh, it broke. And I go, yeah. And I just left.
You left?
Oh. I left. What am I going to do?
Wait. You didn't bring your Snoopy hat or your... Did you take the stuff that you
bought?
Yeah,
I took the stuff I bought.
Oh, you never got your coffee.
I thought you were so embarrassed that you just left behind the Snoopy
hat. No, but I'm like,
hat.
What am I going to do? Like grab the broom from him and sweep it on myself? No,
sorry,
so I was like,
what did
yeah,
you?
No, but
broke.
I like that spirit.
Can you read us what you wrote in your journal regarding this?
Broken coffee. anyway, so I left and ordered it on Amazon.
Wow.
Because I was like, I'm not doing that shit again. I'm not breaking it again. You know, I could have said, I could have been like, can I get another one? I just paid for this and broke it. But no, I deserve it. I deserve to lose the
$9.
No, don't
punish yourself.
Let's
like
unpack
that.
Actually.
You
know?
You don't deserve it.
I deserve the broken coffee.
You don't deserve it.
Wait, that's you felt like you deserved to pay $9 more because you broke it? Is that what you just said?
No, yeah. I'm saying I don't deserve another free one because I broke it.
Free one? What do you mean free one?
Well, there's a world where I'd be like, hey, I broke this one. Can I just have another one? You know, like when you
they would have given you that.
Well, you would pay for it. The one that's not broken, right?
No, we already paid.
I was assuming I would. They would just get just like at
sometimes
a coffee
they
shop.
Do.
Like at a coffee shop, if you like drop your coffee, they'll give you another free coffee. You
oh
know
yeah,
what I mean?
I feel like Target would have handed you one from the shelf and said, "Here you go
for
yes,
free."
But oh, he's saying he doesn't deserve that.
I'm saying
kindness.
I don't deserve that.
Do you feel like that's free?
Oh, interesting.
Mm.
Interesting.
You've paid for this. An accident happened.
And
you know?
When you think about it, it was their crusty, hard floor that broke it. You didn't break it.
I think here's the line of demarcation. Did you pay for it, then break it?
Yes.
So I think this is an interesting point. You didn't leave the store. You're still on the premise, but you did pay for it already.
Mm-hmm.
All sales are final, some may say.
Mm-hmm.
Not true at Target, though. You can return.
But at Target,
anything.
I feel like they would actually help you out here. Because
you can return a lemon at Target if you wanted to.
You can return anything at a Target.
Exactly.
Mm. I didn't.
Grant, I believe you deserve another jar of instant coffee.
I felt like maybe it was headed somewhere.
I was going.
Yeah, I was with you.
But I don't know where I was going.
No, I never do when I start. I just kind of rip.
Return a lemon.
Return a squeegee too.
Return some bad feelings that you had from your childhood. Target will take that back. Whoa. As long as you didn't buy it online.
Return a used pair of socks.
Return an old bag of locks.
Oh, we're rhyming. Return a something that they have in stocks.
Ooh.
Target takes back everything. Target takes back everything. Target takes back everything.
Everything, everything, everything. I used to be a PA on sets, and we used to buy shit from Target, use it in the shoot, put it back in the box, and return it to Target.
Rockstar rental, brother.
It's called a purchase return.
We call that in the biz a rockstar rental.
The old rockstar rental. The biz of rockstar.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Basically, when you're going to a gig and you forgot something. Oh, shh.
Oh,
I forgot my
biz.
Amp in the at home.
Guitar Center.
Guitar Center. Rent an amp. Go bring it back.
Yeah.
REI caught on, and once I bought like 40 life jackets, and they wouldn't let me return them.
40 life jackets?
That's a lot of life jackets.
Bro, you're telling me.
What in the great world
of life jackets.
Titanics are you getting yourself?
I spent thousands of dollars on life jackets that day.
Oh, my God.
Were you a counselor, camp counselor?
No, I was doing a shoot.
My friends, it's unfortunately time to wrap things up.
I can't let that happen.
It is.
This is too much fun. I can't.
It is. We're so thankful to have had Jacob on the show. This, by the way, always ends up a little bit... Let's make it really churchy. This always ends up a little bit churchy at the end because we kind of grew up pastor's kids, so somehow it ends up sounding like a church announcement.
We actually have no powers against kind of sounding like we're at church at the end of this.
Why don't you stand up and shake the hand of the person next to you? Say, you're glad they're here. You know what I mean? That kind of vibe.
I love that.
Okay. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. We have... my special just came out today.
For real?
If this is airing on Wednesday, as it should.
It should.
My special came out today on Veeps.
Hey!
Tickets are available at the link in bio. Yes, sir. Questions?
I was at the show, right? The one I was at?
You were
the one where you do both keyboards?
Yes, you were at a version of it. Yes.
Love this show.
Yeah. So that we taped as a special earlier this year and is coming out on Veeps.
We have a new P.O. box address, so if you want to send Grant some instant coffee, DM us, we'll give you the new address.
Yes.
If you want an ivory or black t-shirt, go to jacobjeffries.com. Also vinyl, also something about Bandcamp. Don't remember.
Thank you so much. And the last thing we
here,
do
I'm
is...
Here, I'm going to play...
Oh, please,
I'm
yeah.
I'm going to play this thing for the end. Is that
play,
cool?
Play us out. Play us okay. out. We do also need to let our younger listeners know at the very end.
Well, that's at the very end.
We have at the very end something that you'll catch on to quickly.
Okay.
Okay, but feel free to play us out.
Oh, my God. That is a lot more beautiful than what you do.
No, I'm telling you. It's different.
Yeah, it is different.
Can you hear how different it is? Yeah. It's like both of his hands work. Do you get what I'm saying?
Totally.
Well, you're doing this.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
But even that is prettier when you do it.
Yeah, he's doing it different than I was even doing.
No, I know.
This is what I'm saying. It's like you know how like people are like, oh, I'm a swimmer. They're like, do you want to go have a swim with Michael Phelps? You're like, yeah, but it's a different kind of like we both swim.
Do you have a will?
A will?
Yeah.
Are you going to hurt me?
No, I just think if you have a will, you should give Jacob this podcast in the will.
No, that's a better idea. You're right.
If so you die.
Everyone, all the listeners, if I die, just know that it'll be in good hands with Jacob. The piano playing will be better. He and Allie won't have as many things to relate on. They won't have like 30 years of backstory and trauma to talk about and to go, oh my God, remember when? But they could pretend. He's a good enough actor as well. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. JacobJeffries.com. My special is out today. Link is in my bio. It's also at GabeGibbs.com. We're so glad you listened. Please share these episodes with your friends. And to our younger listeners...
Goodbye. Why did you sing over me?